Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Bond. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Antonelli. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Antonelli. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Pignatano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Daly. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bud Daly. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond takes first base on ball four. Francona moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser takes first base on ball four. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Throneberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Daly covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian strikes out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it, and throws to first. and he throws it away. That's an error on Phillips. Tuttle moves to second. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tuttle scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano hits a fly ball into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Essigian. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Francona moves to third. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bond hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Francona tags and scores. Pearsall tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Athletics. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-1 in the game. Essigian hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Power reaches second base with a double. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Power moves to third. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Power scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Athletics. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Antonelli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bond. Tuttle reaches second base with a double. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tuttle moves to third. One out. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Thornberry hits a fly ball, foul, down the left field line. Francona races for the ball and makes the catch. There goes Tuttle. The throw to the plate, and Tuttle is out, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Francona strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 0 for 1 in the game. Pignatano hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Antonelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Power hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bauer bunts towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Temple covering, for the out. Lump moves to second. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 2 in the game. Essigian hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lump moves to third. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lump scores. Essigian moves to second. It's 4-2, Athletics. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carey takes first base on ball 4. Essigian moves to third. Tuttle moves to second. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields the ball and throws to Antonelli covering. Safe. Essigian scores. Tuttle moves to third. Carey moves to second. It's 5-2, Athletics. Barry Latman now pitching. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Joe Pignatano. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 2 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan now catching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike DeLahaz pinch hits for Barry Latman. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Win Hawkins now pitching. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hauser hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lump moves to second. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lump moves to third. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Essigian strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Francona for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Daly covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carey takes first base on ball 4. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thornberry strikes out. 2 outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Keegan now pitching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first, with Keegan covering, for the out. Phillips moves to second. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-3 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Romano strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics 5, and Cleveland Indians 2. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.